And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to revert back to my days in the Army. I'm feeling frisky today, and I'm feeling like I want to put my old fatigues back on. I want to put my tactical helmet back on. I want to get my M4 and my M9. You military people know what I'm talking about. You non-military people, you're like, what's that M4, M9? Well, those would be the individual weapon systems that I actually carried when I was serving in the military. And I want to get all geared up. And I want to share with you something that I learned when I was serving in the military. And this is something that you can apply not only to real estate investing, but to anything that you do. You can apply it to whatever you do in your job. You can apply it to your home life. You can apply it to your aspirations. What am I talking about? I'm talking about things that are smart, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. Yeah, that's an acronym. That's an acronym. SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. Okay, so now you have an acronym. Now, if you didn't write that down, I will help you out. I will share with you that acronym once again, because that acronym is going to be the focus of what we talk about today. Because what I want you to do is I want you to expand your mind. I want you to start thinking a little bit differently than how you think. Now, I realize there's a lot going on in your mind. I totally get it. You're inundated with all of the requirements for work. You've got to keep track of all of your work requirements. I get that. I've been there. I've done that. I understand what that's like. And then you're trying to balance maybe a marriage and maybe a family or some other type of relationship. And that takes work. I mean, if you're going to be successful at relationships, it takes some work. It means you've got to put some effort into it, right? Okay. What does all of that have to do with this acronym of SMART? I'm talking about your specific goals. I'm talking about the goals that either you know how to set or you don't know how to set. And ironically, there are many, many of you out there that think goal setting is just mumbo jumbo. You do. You think it's mumbo jumbo. You think it's just something that you learn in a seminar. You go to a seminar somewhere, right? And they're gonna do a seminar on goal setting. So you sit in the seminar, and then at the end of the seminar, the guy that gave you the seminar wants you to buy his books, his CDs, whatever he's selling, right? So that you can learn about goal setting. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't need to spend your hard-earned money in a seminar to learn about goal setting, because I'm going to cover it today. And I've already given to you the primary element that you need to be aware of, the acronym SMART. Your goals must be specific. They must be measurable. They must be achievable. They must be relevant. And they have to be timely. So what does that mean? Well, why don't we just break it on down, shall we? Let's break down your goals and let's talk about why you should have goals. If you don't have goals, if you don't have a direction that you're moving towards and a target that you're trying to land on, then you're just wandering around aimlessly in life. Did you know that? Yeah, you have no specific goals. You have no specific objectives. You're just living life and you're kind of just going through the motions. And the problem with just going through the motions is that, well, you're just going through the motions. So when you set goals for yourself, what you're doing is you're planting something in your mind that you're going to revisit, something that you're going to stay focused on. Because when you set goals that are defined clearly, you are being very specific about what you want to achieve. Now, think of this. Here's what some people would say would be a goal. I want to save money. But that's not a clearly defined goal. Instead of saying I want to save money, why don't you say something along the lines of I want to save $5,000 for a vacation by next September. I want to save $5,000 for a vacation by next September. That is a very, very clearly defined goal. It's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it has a timeline to it. Measurability. Why do we have to have criteria that can be measured? Because that's the way it works. The next element, it has to do with achievability. It does. You have to ensure that whatever goal that you set is achievable. You have to assess whether the goal is realistic based on your current resources and your constraints. Now, going back to the example that I gave you that, you know, said, hey, we want to save $5,000 for a vacation by next September. Okay. If it's currently September, it's not, but let's say it was currently September, and let's say we set a 1-year goal. What we determined in the measurability phase, the M part of SMART goals, was that if we broke the amount of money that we needed to save down to a measurable amount that was easy to track, we determined that number had to be about $417. What we need to do to determine whether this is achievable is we have to look at our monthly income and our expenses. And if they leave room for about $417 in savings, then the goal that we are setting is achievable. If we don't have the resources available to us to enact this goal, the goal's invalid. Does that make sense? Okay. Here's the other thing. You've got to make the goal relevant. You have to connect the goal to your values or your long-term aspirations. And the reason you have to do that is because everything in your conscious, it all has to line up. Okay, let me give you an example. Saving for a vacation aligns with your desire to relax and spend quality time with loved ones. I mean, that's what I do when I go on vacation. I mean, those are the people I take with me. I take my family. Sometimes I take friends, but always I take family on vacation. And I want to spend quality time with them, and I want to relax, I want to kick back, and I want to enjoy my time with them. Now, I still get to enjoy my time with my family because I'm retired. But at the end of the day, when I take a vacation, when I save for that vacation, the savings piece has to align with the vacation piece, which has to align with the desire to relax, which has to align with the desire to spend quality time with my loved ones. It's relevant at that point. And then the final thing you do is you set a timeline. And we did that in our goal. We assigned a deadline to create a sense of urgency and to give us some structure to the goal. So I basically said that we will save $5,000 by next September in order to go on vacation. And I'm assuming that today's date is somewhere in September, but it's not. It's not. We know what today is, right? Okay, so this is just an example. Now, here's the other thing you've got to do. You've got to break it all down into actionable steps. You have to identify smaller steps required to reach the goal. For an example, review your monthly expenses to find areas where you can cut back. Okay, because even if you just can't see anywhere in your budget where you can set $417 aside, maybe there's a way to create that $417. Now, can you increase your income? Well, that would be a real estate function. We haven't even talked about that yet. So effectively, what you need to do is you need to look at your expenses and figure out maybe where can you cut your expenses a little bit to allow you to save that $417. Then maybe what you do is you set up an automatic transfer to a savings account. Yeah, because you're conditioned to do that. Because the way you invest right now, all your money that you invest, you don't even get to see, do you? No. So since you're familiar with that process and since you're comfortable with that process, what I would do if I were you is I would set up an automatic transfer from your checking account to your savings account every month, and you put a date on it. You put a date on it. And so when you get paid every month, $417 comes out of that paycheck and it goes into a savings account. And then you track your progress at the end of each month. In other words, you're following up. You're looking to see if you're doing the things that you need to do. Are you putting $417 a month into the account every month? Is it transferring? If so, everything is good to go. Everything is tracking. Now, you've got to write your goals down. You have to document your goal to reinforce commitment. For example, you would write something along the lines of, I will save $5,000 by September of next year by saving $417 per month and reducing unnecessary spending. Now that is something you can take that and you can post it on your mirror in your bathroom so that you see it every day. And the next step is you have to stay accountable. You have to share your goal with someone who can encourage you and check in on your progress. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, man, there's no shortage of people available willing to do that for me. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis that understand exactly what my goals and objectives are. And they are working to help me fulfill my goals and my objectives. So who should you talk to? Maybe a friend, maybe a family member, or some other accountable person that you know that can help you stay focused on achieving your goals. And then the final piece about SMART goals is simply you have to review and adjust as necessary. You periodically assess your progress and you make adjustments as needed. For example, let's say an unexpected expense arises. And what that does is it causes you to revise your monthly savings plan to stay on track. Maybe what that means is you had to reduce the amount of money that you're putting into the savings. Maybe it's not $417 a month anymore. Maybe you can only afford, say, $315 per month. So you're going to need a little more time to make up the difference because your goal is $5,000, right? Because you need $5,000 to go on vacation. So maybe it's not by September of next month. You do the math and determine it can be by December and you're still good to go. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to lay out a 5-year plan for you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, so far today, I've filled your head full of SMART goals, right? I mean, now, okay, if you're like a corporate America guy like Rick, you already understand the SMART thing, and you just kind of went la 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 during the first segment, right? Because you're like, I know this stuff, I get it. All right, but here's the point: not everybody understands that, so I'm trying to get everybody caught up because what we're going to do now is we're actually going to put some goals into place. Are you ready to do that? I mean, I told you I was going to run you through a 5-year plan, but I think what we ought to do is we ought to figure out what a goal is. Maybe we ought to go through an exercise of, you know, doing a goal. So let's do this. Why don't we figure out what your target passive income per month needs to be to retire comfortably? Shall we do that? Okay, how do we do that? One way to do it is to look at your expenses in your household. Yeah, look at all of your expenses. Take a look at your household budget. I mean, that's the best way to do it, right? You've got a budget, right? If you don't have a budget, would you put a budget together already? Put a budget together so that you know exactly what your expenses are every month. Okay, very important stuff. All right, getting back to that budget. In that budget, you've got expenses. You have a mortgage, right? Can you change your mortgage? Well, if you refinance, you could change your mortgage, but chances are you're probably not going to change the mortgage, right? The mortgage does change on you, does it not? Even if you've got a fixed rate interest rate on your loan, the mortgage changes, right? Because you also have something called PITI. In other words, no, I'm not taking pity on you. It's PITI. TI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Your taxes and your insurance are subject to market fluctuations. So your mortgage on your property can fluctuate based on taxes and insurance. If you do have an adjustable rate mortgage, then obviously you can adjust based on that too. So is there a place where you can cut some expenses there? Probably not. Okay. What about your car payment? What about your insurance payment? What about the expenses you have in life? What I'm getting at is you have to look at everything that you spend your money on. And when I say everything you spend your money on, that amount of money is not equal to your annual salary. It's not, because your annual salary is impacted by taxes, Social Security, Medicare. So the amount of money that you make is diminished by the amount of money that comes out for taxes, for Social Security, for Medicare. What you're left with is something called spendable income. You've heard that term before, right? Spendable income. All right, that's your spendable income. Spendable income is the important number for you to look at. And here's why. When you become a real estate investor and you replace that earned income with passive income that comes from correctly investing in real estate assets, you won't pay any taxes on the income. And it's all perfectly legal. There's a functionality called depreciation, and it's a required expense that you take on your properties that effectively offsets the income that you make. It's pretty cool how it works. So what I'm getting at is that all of the cash flow that you make off of your properties, it's all spendable income. And we as real estate investors, we don't pay Social Security and we don't pay Medicare taxes. We don't. We're not required to do that. We are considered self-sufficient. The government doesn't feel like it needs to impose Social Security and Medicare onto us. It doesn't feel that it needs to charge us for those expenses, because those are expenses that are charged to people that are working for a living. That's kind of how it all works out. I'm sure there's a legal expert out there that will blow complete holes in what I just said, but that's kind of a layman's approach to it. So what I'm getting at is that, let's say you make $100,000 per year. Well, let's say when you take the taxes out, you take out the insurance, well, not the insurance, you take out the Social Security and the Medicare. Well, I guess they're kind of like an insurance policy, right? At the end of the day, what are you left with? Maybe 70% of your earnings? Okay, so you don't really need to replace $100,000. What you need to replace is $70,000. And then you take a look at what you're spending your money on in your household, and you start looking at the expenses. And that's what I was alluding to earlier in this segment. You start looking at the expenses that you're paying every month that are not necessary, and you kind of eliminate those things. You get it down to what it really costs you to operate your household, because that's your number. That's the number you're trying to achieve to retire yourself comfortably. So when do you want to achieve this goal? At Lifestyles Unlimited, we're designed to help you get it done in 5 years or less. So I would say your goal should be in 5 years or less. What resources do you currently have to work towards this goal? Do you have money in savings that you can invest in real estate assets? Do you already have existing properties? Do you have real estate knowledge? Do you already have connections? What do you have going into this, and what do you need? Now, the quick answer to that question is you need Lifestyles Unlimited, because Lifestyles Unlimited gives you the education, because that's something you're probably missing, is the actual education along with the tactical plan that you can put into place so that you can start buying assets with the support system around it that you can use or choose not to use. It's totally up to you. That's what you get when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. What steps can you take to start building or expanding your real estate portfolio? In other words, maybe it's the first step of buying your first rental property. Maybe it's the first step of becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe it's the first step of joining an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited that can give you all of the networking opportunities that you need. Maybe you just need a 5-year plan. Maybe you're ready to go. Maybe you've figured out all of the things that you need to figure out. Maybe you've already become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. All right. These would be good action steps that you would take that effectively could be goal oriented. Does that make sense? All right, let's do this. Let's talk about a 5-year plan, and let's talk about what you ought to have in your 5-year plan. Now, 5-year plans are normally broken into 3 different goal segments. In other words, you're looking at your short-term goals, which are your near-term goals. These are the things that you're looking to accomplish, say, in the next year, possibly, or 2 years, just depending on how you structure your plan. Your medium-term goals pick up right after that. So they would pick up maybe in year 2 or year 3, and they would take you out to year 5. Now, it's a 5-year plan, but you also have to consider long-term goals. Let me caveat this 5-year plan. This 5-year plan will not work for the majority of you because it isn't tailored to your goals and objectives. Does that make sense? But what this does do for you is it gives you a framework that you can work with, and it gives you variables that you can adjust. For instance, let me talk about the short-term goals. One of your short-term goals should be acquire 1 rental property generating a minimum cash flow of $200 upwards of $600 per month and an equity capture that doubles your cash out-of-pocket contribution. So first step, acquire 1. Oh, by the way, this whole plan is based off the fact you're already educated. Because if you're not educated, do not follow this plan. If you do not have the equivalent of a Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investing education, do not follow this plan. It will wreck you. I'm just telling you because you don't know how to put this plan into place. But I'm still going to lay out the plan for you. All right. Item number 2, increase rental property portfolio by purchasing 2 additional properties within the next 12 months. Attend at least 3 real estate investment networking events per quarter to expand contacts and potential investment opportunities. And then listen to the Del Walmsley radio show and the Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio shows daily or whenever we publish them. We've got, I don't know, something like 10 shows a week that are available to you on all kinds of different subjects. They are designed to help you. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. It's all designed to help you. All right. Let's talk about your medium-term goals. These would kick in between years 2 and 5, depending on how you structure your short-term goals. Item number 1, achieve a portfolio of 10 rental properties generating a minimum cash flow of $200 to $600 per month and equity capture that doubles your cash out-of-pocket contribution. So in other words, what I'm saying is you need to have 10 properties in your portfolio to achieve this medium-term goal. Then another goal could be this. Buy your first multifamily asset as an independent rental operator that generates $100 a door in cash flow and gives you the ability to force appreciation on the asset to increase income by 10%. We want the 10% increase in our income because it produces 2 very important results for us. Number 1, it tends to double our cash flow. Pretty cool stuff, right? Number 2, it sets up a refinance that allows us to take our initial seed money out of the asset, giving us an unlimited return on investment as we have $0 of our own money invested in the asset. Now, that will affect your cash flow. Your cash flow will go down because you've refinanced the property. You've put more debt on the property. But the amount of money that you put into the property, you have extracted from the property. It's back in your pocket. It's available for you to go buy, get this, another asset. This is where your real estate investing takes off. This is really where you achieve the prize, but you're not done because you're going to move onward to bigger and better things that are going to develop additional cash flow and additional equity captures for you and the ones you love. But I'm not done with your goals yet. Expand into a new real estate market by acquiring properties in a different city or state. So in other words, don't be geographically fixated on one place. there are many places in the United States of America that are favorable to you for investing. I'm just telling you, that's just the way it is. Next goal, increase your net worth by $1 million through cash flow, equity capture, natural appreciation, principal pay down, and the tax advantages available to you through real estate holdings. And then, of course, this very important goal, continue to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Shows, because we will continue to give you information that you can use. Now, I told you that your medium-term goals pretty much take you out to a five-year plan, right? So effectively, if you're able to achieve the goals that I told you in the medium-term goals, you should be well retired by then and living the lifestyle you choose to live. But you got to have some long-term goals, some goals that reach out beyond that five-year mark. Here's some of the goals that I have for you. Goal number one, harvest investment capital from single-family assets by divesting in them and replacing them with multifamily assets that generate $100 per door in cash flow and gives you the ability to force appreciation on the assets to increase the income by 10%. I already explained to you why we want to do that. Achieve financial independence through passive income from real estate investments covering all living expenses. I'm saying all living expenses because what I want you to be doing is living a lifestyle. I don't want you living a meager existence. I don't want you just getting by. I don't want you just covering your basic expenses of life. I want you flourishing. I want you to go out and have dinner when you want to. I want you to be able to take a trip with the ones you love when you want to do that. I want you to have the freedom to come and go and do the things that express who you are as a person. See, that is what retirement really should be all about. And that's the way we live retirement as Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, another goal you should have, you should invest in multifamily assets as a passive investor. In other words, you're investing with somebody else. And the reason you want to become a passive investor is because there's no work involved. Yeah, the independent rental operator properties that I was talking about, you actually operate those. Now, you may have staff and stuff like that, but you still have to pay attention to the business. But if you invest as a passive investor with other Lifestyles Unlimited members, that's gone. You don't have to do any of that stuff. So when you're investing passively, it's a beautiful thing. And what I want you to try and do as a passive investor is try and obtain a minimum return of 6% cash flow and allow for the return of investment of capital every 3 to 5 years in a tax-free manner because you know how to take advantage of the depreciation that is thrown off by the real estate assets that you're acquiring. Pretty cool stuff, right? Want another goal? Okay. Create a legacy by passing down real estate assets to future generations or charitable causes by way of legacy planning. Yeah, think about what is going to happen to all of the stuff you acquire on this planet. Because when it's time for you to leave this planet, you can't take any of it with you. Can't take the deeds, can't take the keys, can't take the money, can't take none of it. So you might as well figure out what you're going to do with it while you're still alive, or the courts will figure it out. And you don't want the courts figuring it out. No, you don't want that at all. And then the final goal, continue to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, because we continue to provide you information that reinforces everything that you're doing. Now, I do have some personal development goals that I want to set for you, or help you set, I should say. And here they are. Number one, become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited to take advantage of the education, mentoring, and networking opportunities. Attend case study events, the 2-day financial freedom seminar as often as you wish, and study the online courses in the Lifestyles Unlimited library to improve your skills in property management, negotiation, market analysis, and anything else that you feel you have a weakness in. I want you to build a network of mentors and advisors within the real estate community to gain insights and guidance. I want you to develop a disciplined saving and investment strategy to allocate funds towards real estate acquisition systematically. I want you to become and stay active as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And of course, continue to listen to our real estate investing radio shows, because we want to share with you information that nobody else will share with you. Look, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, your life is going to change, because you're going to start doing things in a different way. You're going to start looking at life in a different way. You're going to start seeing a different end-stated goal for yourself, which is not, you know, retire at the age of 60, 70, or 80. It's really more of retire in the next 5 years or less. Now, that to me is a recipe for success, and that's a goal that I can absolutely get behind. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click the Start Here button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.